B-Pod Studios.
He's a terrific, terrific Delco, born and bred. Great things. He's been on with me for years and years and years. You know him from the NFL. He played 100 years in the NFL. Tight end for a million teams, most notably the Jets. He does ESPN. In fact, he's going to be doing a great game tomorrow, Baylor and K-State. And then he does the Jets pregame. He does Jets preseason games. So he knows the Jets inside and out. Anthony Becht on the Comcast Business Hotline. Big Ant.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man? Good to be back on.
Yeah, man. I miss you. Got a good game tomorrow. You got a good one.
It is, yeah. It is. You know, it'd be good to see, Matt Rhule, obviously, you know, one of your best friends and just a really good dude. I'm glad things are going well for him. And he's got some real talent there, man. What a quick turnaround. I mean, he's proven it now with Temple, what he did there, and now with Baylor, with all the issues that they've had. It's pretty exciting to see where they're at right now. So great start for them. Looking forward to seeing them.
Yeah, that's a great game with K-State and their new coach. And that's a good game. And you do a great job covering college football. I catch you every Saturday. I usually bother you during the broadcast. Anyway, tell us about the Jets and Luke Falk and just how bad are the Jets?
Yeah, you know, it's been a nightmare. I mean, listen, you know, it's early on in the season. On paper, I thought this team was going to be able to make some noise, and they have been just compounded with injuries, poor play, and just not having all their star power on the field. Coming into the season, depth in general was an issue for them, and you really don't think about that because you're thinking, okay, well, guys are staying healthy, you'll be fine, but clearly injuries have just killed this team. So when you don't have your best players on the field, it's hard to evaluate what you can have or what you can be. And that's kind of where they are right now. So, you know, look, Darnold's out for the game. I think it's the right decision. You clearly don't want to push the buttons on something that serious. So that was a no-brainer for me. But, you know, really didn't give a lot of reps, at least in-house, what they were trying to do with Luke Falk. And, you know, it's tough for Luke. I think for me, what I saw against the Patriots was, you know, let's put this kid in some simpler situations, some more confident play calling situations to kind of get the job done. I mean, you know, you got arguably the best running back in the NFL behind you. Figure out how you can utilize some things and be better there. But up front for them offensively, their line has been just atrocious. They haven't played well together. It hasn't meshed. And that's been the biggest issue to me offensively when you watch this football team.
Yeah, Anthony, you mentioned the running back. You're talking about Le'Veon Bell, and he has not been very good so far this year. He's only averaging 2.9 yards per carry. Is that a product of being behind that offensive line or sitting out a year, and maybe that'll start to come into form as he gets more games under his belt this year?
No, it hasn't been sitting out. Trust me, he's been as explosive and as quick as I've seen him. I mean, he has been really good there. It's just that he's literally had to create everything on his own. Now, he's been a guy that's been able to do that. You know, he can find holes when folks don't normally see him. Normal backs wouldn't see those things. He can make people miss in space. But right now up front, there's been an issue. You hear words like disconnect, not on the same page, terminology's not the same, guys doing things traditionally, what they've done in the past, not buying into what they're doing now. Those things I don't like hearing. I mean, look, you got a lot of experience up front, too, what's being told. It's all uniform at the end of the day. It's not, there's nothing different from anybody's style that, you know, offensive line is different from where you've been to where you are now. You get on the same page, you have veterans, but cohesively they're not playing well. And, you know, it's really been kind of dismantlement early on when you have guys that aren't there playing that's really hurt this football team.
Anthony Beck, Delco's the pride of Delaware County, pride of Monsignor Bonner. On the Comcast Business Online. And tell us about their defense, what to expect, and what the Eagles should do to really kind of dominate the football game. They're a 2-touchdown favorite.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's going to be tough. You hope to see Quinnen Williams back. He clearly can make a difference when he's next to Leonard Williams. But, you know, I think for me, the quarterback of their defense has not played since the Bills. The minute that C.J. Mosley went out of the game against the Bills kind of changed the entire defense of the Jets, and they haven't been the same since. clearly a guy that was a game changer in week one, but moving forward, they have not been able to get that kind of production. You know, it's just been kind of an issue. Jordan Jenkins hasn't played. He'll be out for the football game. Jeez. He's probably their best pass rusher. Yeah. And it's been tough to kind of get anything drummed. They play hard, trust me. You know, they got players.
I love Jamal Adams. He's one of my favorite players.
Yeah, he's a beast. He can't do it by himself. You know, it's just been tough when the offense hasn't been able to generate anything to at least give something for the defense to feed off of. It's kind of been a one-sided show right now.
And they've thrown one touchdown pass in three games. And I know that Darnold's out and you got Luke Falk now. And the defense has, I think somebody told us this earlier this week, they scored, what, 20-some points. I mean, offensively, the Eagles are ripe on that back end. Is there any concern there for Eagle fans and trying to defend the pass this week?
I don't think so this week, just because, you know, it's, you know, the time needed and the things that you're going to ask your quarterback. Remember, guys, this is the third-string quarterback. Trevor Siemian was the backup guy, so you're really deep in your depth chart right now. And look, teams across the league with, you know, Jacksonville and some of these other teams have had success with backup quarterbacks that can come in and make plays happen, but you really got to simplify things. You can't go over the top as far as the progressions and the concepts you want to run because there's just not enough time and there's just not enough really experience for Luke Falk to kind of go through those things, at least at the NFL level. So, you know, they're going to keep a very conservative, basic offense. They're going to try not to make mistakes and just try to move the chains and get something. But when you don't make explosive plays, guys, in the NFL, in the passing game, it's hard to win, even if you have the best running back in the backfield.
Yeah. All right, let's focus Eagles. And I'm curious how you kind of view this Eagles team, banged up as they are in the secondary, banged up on the defensive front, and how do you kind of look at where the Eagles are as a contender? Now, you know, when they get it's a huge win over Green Bay, it saves the season, and, you know, if they get some guys back, they're back to being a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, you know, listen, the NFC is strong with a group of core teams. You know, I think when the Eagles get healthier, again, similar with the Jets, you can give a better, you know, kind of overview of where you see them at. I think right now they're not really, they're kind of looking on the outside looking in just because they don't have the secondary, the cornerback situation has been atrocious. You know, if you go back even to the Packers game when your top four tacklers in the game are DBs, that's not always a good sign. You know, I'm excited the fact that, you know, their running game had sparked. You know, Miles Sanders had a nice game. They're able to kind of drum up something, but, you know, truly Wentz is going to be the guy and, you know, with no deep threat in DeSean Jackson to kind of make that offense flow down the field. You know, you're leaning on Zach Ertz, who, you know, is clearly a guy that can change a game. But, you know, I think right now just they're not getting their best players. Fletcher Cox doesn't look like he's really 100% to me. You know, not really showing up in the games. And at his position, you're not going to see statistics week in and week out because of his role and what he does. But I think right now the offenses are kind of doing what they want as far as the passing game is concerned. And until they get healthy, until they get bodies back, that'll be really the true test. Can they hold on? And unfortunately, you know, after the Jets, you got to go to Minnesota, who isn't playing well, but it's going to click for them. And that string of games, Cowboys, Bills, Bears, and Patriots, and Seahawks, guys, that's a monster stretch of games right now that's going to decide the season.
And I was excited to talk to you because as a former tight end in this league, you played a long time. And you just mentioned Ertz, and we know that he set the single-season reception record last year. And you combine him with Dallas Goedert, and we saw some great blocking out of the tight ends and 12 personnel. Assess the tight ends for this Eagles team and just how much of a problem they presented defense with that 12 personnel, both guys able to catch the ball, run precise routes, and what they really kind of got can help this Eagles offensively as they go through that tough stretch and the Jet game this weekend.
You know, when you have two good ones, it's really undefendable. The matchups don't make sense, and defenses aren't catered to those kind of matchups. You know, compare that to the Buccaneers, where O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate, two guys that just clearly can change the game. You know, a lot of people are talking about this quote-unquote 10 personnel. That, you know, it's a common term, but the Rams and the Bengals, 10 personnel to me is not championship football.
Nah.
You need to have a game changer at the tight end position, and if you got two, It's just a matchup problem. And then when you can get a healthy DeSean Jackson or another, you know, and then Jeffrey on the outside, trust me, you can't cover all those guys. And then also those 50-50 balls turn into 60-40 balls for you with some of those guys in the red zone. So it's hard to cover them all. But you got all the pieces there in Philly to make that run. You just need them all on the football field to make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's amazing because what Jackson can do for this offense, if he can be healthy, if he's on the field, you know, Carson's never had that guy that can run through a cover two, a guy that can really just create such great space. And you couple him with Alshon and those tight ends and the fact that you can do so many different things. That's what can make them scary.
You know, here's the one thing I'll say about Jackson, and a lot of people criticized him when he came to Tampa because of his production. If you watch the film, guys, the two seasons that he was here, he should have had at least 10 touchdown passes. He literally flew through every single defense once a week and was there. They couldn't connect. And it's amazing to me where he is in his career that he still has the effect on the defenses,
right,
with his stretch down the football field. But clearly, Father Time is catching up to him. You've got to manage him correctly through the week and the way you use him and the way he practices. But I'll tell you, he still gives you everything on the field.
Yeah.
And you're right. Him on the field is a difference maker. It pulls bodies out of holes against defenses. And it just, a guy like Carson will carve you up if he can get those holes. He's just got to get them. So getting him back on the field, whether he catches the ball or not, is a game changer for the Eagles offense.
Hey, we're talking with Anthony Becht on the Comcast Business Hotline. Looking at Carson Wentz, you saw him 2 years ago prior to the injury. You saw him last year coming back from the injury and then dealing with the back, and you've seen him early this season. What are you seeing out of the quarterback?
I mean, how can you not love him? Physicality, tough. He's smart. You know, he gets so intense during the games. You want him to be careful the way he handles his body because he really does put everything else in the forefront except that. You know, he's all about just getting that big play. But if he stays healthy, and I hope he does, because he's important to the team, he's important to the league. He's just a guy that's one of the top-tier quarterbacks in the NFL. He's fun to watch. And, you know, the size of him, and I remember when the Jets played the Eagles in the preseason, and the size of him and just how big he is, the fact that he can be as athletic that he is, it's just a game changer. You've got to have that in the NFL. Offensive line play is just not up to the standards it once was, and the athleticism on defenses are that much better. So a guy like him being able to do the things that he can with movement and still get the ball down the field, you got to have that in your organization. You have it, so you got to roll with it. It's going to be a nice run for this team, you know, the next 5, 6, 7 years, as long as he's standing upright, he stays healthy, and that'll be the most important thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.